I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Slacker and Steve.
I would not want to drink chocolate milk on a hot summer day.
Steve would.
Oh, it's the best for you. In fact, when you work out, the best way to...
Oh my God! You read one story like 50 years ago, yep. And now you're
chocolate milk is the best.
It does replace something.
I have heard that it's chocolate like the sugar mixed with the calcium or something. Yeah.
Plus the milk itself is healthy.
Okay, you're acting like you implement this.
He skips the workout part, just the most important part.
Repairs my fat body after not working out.
It's literally supposed to be what, a way to get through the heat of the summer.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, to like recover, I think. But it just sounds so gross. Like after being in the hot sun all day, I feel like the milk is going to go rotten in my stomach.
I'm just picturing Ron Burgundy.
Yeah.
Like, yes, milk was a bad choice.
Yes. It's not. The fact that you can drink milk on a hot day, do you put... No, I don't. I think you're too much of a purist.
Ice?
You don't ever put ice in milk, do you?
No.
Oh,
my God.
Good.
Thank God.
I would put...
Anybody who does that, if you do that, like, more power to you, just never talk to me.
I don't want to water it down, but I will freeze a glass and put it in the freezer and then pour milk into it.
Like in a mason jar.
Oh, my God.
Like, you're literally, there's like a ritual. It's almost like a Moscow mule, except with milk.
I used to do that, yeah. My mom would do that, too. She would freeze a glass in the freezer, and then you'd have instantly frigidly cold awesomeness of milk, yeah.
I understand that.
Yeah. Milk is his drink of choice.
Healthy. It's good for you, especially in the summer. You know what the best is slamming some pancake batter when you're all thirsty in summer.
I kind of believe you do that.
Yeah, it's good for you.
Oh,
come on, Amber.
Like some of the other things they talk about as ways to beat the heat are equally as gross to me. Like firing down some spinach. How is that gonna?
Spinach.
Yeah, they're saying.
I never heard that.
Salad.
But why?
Summer. Well, why
it's cool.
Not?
The cooler.
They're saying it's like there's something. Oh, it's got potassium in it. Oh. If you've been sweating.
Oh.
Then you've lost potassium.
So you replace that with spinach or bananas? Or
yes, bananas is actually on the list as well.
Yeah.
So if you're heading outside to do something hot and you know you're going to sweat a bunch.
Like mow.
Fire down a...
Do, yeah.
I love that. Like walk to the mailbox.
Yeah. Yes. Little things like that.
My favorite thing about you, Steve, is what you quantify as cardio.
Cardio, right.
That's your times cardio. It's like parked in second space back. Good cardio.
I will say, though, in this heat, I will sweat walking from the building to my car.
Ugh.
It is, yeah.
It's oppressive.
It's pretty bad.
Yeah.
The other one on here that really kind of freaks me out, beyond chocolate milk. Chocolate milk's the worst one on here, but coconut water.
Mm.
Yeah.
Does anybody in this room like coconut water?
There is one that I do like. It's the pressed one, and it tastes like toasted coconut. It doesn't have that weird, like...
Can you get it here?
Yes. It's Vita Coco.
So I've tried them all. There's one that is delicious, and I think you can only get it in Hawaii, because I everybody had it there. I can't remember the brand name, but it's flippin' delicious. Every coconut water on the planet, in my opinion, tastes amazing when you put it in your mouth. And then at the very...
It's got a wang.
it tastes like you licked an armpit.
That aftertaste.
It's literally a salty, sweaty. So you're like, oh, this one's infused with mango. And you're like, and you just get this rush of like coconutty mango and you feel so tropical. And you're like, this is amazing. Then it's like armpit, armpit, armpit. And that's how it ends. If you could just stop it just before the armpit.
And what do you need that? You have chocolate milk. You don't need.
Because the coconut water is just.
It's a diuretic.
So hydrating.
Did everybody hear what he just said?
No.
That it's a diuretic? Do you know why he knows that? Castaway, the movie. Because he's never had it. Everything he knows from medicine comes from some movie he watched.
I'll give you that. It was like,
yeah.
Because that's all he had to drink was coconut water.
Yes, coconut water.
Yeah, it's a diuretic.
And it tastes like sweat at the very end. I just want you to know that that's what he lived through on that island.
Yuck.
But I will try Vita Coco. Does it still have the...
The pressed one. Okay. You got to do the pressed one.
So it's thicker.
One. Yes, it's like a cold sake.
Okay.
Is kind of the consistency of it. Okay. And like,
the
shake.
Unfiltered cold.
The unfiltered cold.
I know what you're talking
about.
That's
what it looks like.
Yes.
I also have to say I like the Sprouts one with the pineapple and the chunks in it. Because you can chew the coconut after, and it kind of takes away that aftertaste.
Ooh.
I'll try anything because it's super good for you. I don't know if it gives you electrolytes or what it gives you. It's
or
awesome.
Put it in smoothies. That's what I do a lot of time to like.
Pro tip.
Yeah. Okay. Hydrate yourself with the spinach. You can hide so many things in smoothies.
Oh my God.
That is true.
And banana.
Yeah.
You can make a smoothie with all the food that Steve won't eat and
you're
just
right.
Put strawberry in it and tell him it's that.
Yep.
And I would.
And you would. Yeah. But it would have a little green tint to it. But
some cauliflower in there, he wouldn't know.
Just a little chocolate milk, too.
I would never.
Steve would
right.
know that because he's 12 and he can sense it. It's gross.
Slacker and Steve, weekday afternoons on Alice.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.